الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من آدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله مولانا العظيم Allah shukr, fadal karam, we are gathered here on the occasion of the Jalsa of the Madrasa, the end of one academic year. And what are these madaris, where we are now presently sitting? What do they stand for? What is the value, the great value of these madaris? To give us an understanding of that, absolutely authentic narration in the great tafsir, Tafsir-e-Kabir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullah Ali. This will illustrate to us the great value of these madaris. Mentioned in there that Isa alayhi salatu was salam on one occasion was going on his mission, da'wat of deen, and as he was going, he passed by a qabr, a grave, and Allah at that time opened the condition of the grave to him. Allah made tush and let him see what's happening. We saw that the inmate of the grave is burning in the fire of Jahannam with all the azab, the snakes of Jahannam and all, and the smiting and hitting of the malaika, terrible punishment. But he had his work to do, he carried on, he did his, completed his mission and his work, and he returned again on the same road. Again he passed by the qabr. This time Allah opened again the condition of the inmate of the qabr to him. But this time he sees that he's in the gardens of Jannah. Just now, a little while ago, he was in Jannah. Now he's in the gardens of Jannah, enjoying the fruit and food of Jannah, the gardens and rivers of Jannah, the Hurul Ain, all the namath of Jannah. So he turns to Allah Ta'ala, he said, Ya Allah, I don't understand. Just now he was in so much azab, and now he's in so much of enjoyment in Jannah. Allah said, O Isa, when he was a very sinful person, committed great, great sins. When he passed away, I was punishing him for his sins. But he left his wife expecting his child. The child was in the womb of the mother. The mother gave birth to the child and after that grew him up. And when he was still at the age of just going to maktab, say 5 years, 6 years old, she sent him now to the maktab to go and learn Quran Sharif. Not still hafiz, not still become an alim, a mufti, just to learn the basics, what we know of going to the makati. When the child went to the ustad told him, Ibni Iqra, my child, read. And when what must I read? He told him to read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When he read just so much stuff, he hasn't started Alif Ba Ta Fa. He hasn't started according to the Arabic cause, Fa'ala, Fa'ala, Fa'alu. He just started Alif Bismillah even before Takhti. On that, Allah Ta'ala says that أُعَذِّبُ عَبْدِي, I'm punishing my banda fi batni al-ard, in the stomach of the earth, that is in the qabr, I'm punishing him. وَوَلَدُهُ يَذْكُرُ إِسْمِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ, and his son is taking my names on the surface of the earth. And which great names of Allah? Allah. Allah is Ism-e Azam. Allah is the compressed form of all the Asma'ul Husna. All Allah's Asma are contained in the name of Allah, Allah. And Ajib, so the name of Allah has only got three letters, alphabets in them. Alif, Lam, and Ha. Allah. They are repeated. And what that three letters, La ilaha illallah, is also made just of the three letters. Alif, Allah, Alif, Lam, and Ha. And it, not only a complete sentence is formulated by that, La ilaha illallah, but the greatest formula of the world is in there. There is no formula greater than La ilaha illallah. And try in any language to make a sentence with only three alphabets. Whichever alphabets you want to use, whichever language you want to, with just three alphabets, try and make a sentence, even if it hasn't got that great value. You can't make a sentence. But this is the kamal of the name of Allah, the greatness of Allah. So he's taking my name, Allah, Ar-Rahman, the one whose mercy is unlimited. The one whose mercy overtakes everything. And the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and then Ar-Rahim, which is a more comprehensive form. Ar-Rahman includes the mercy of Allah on all human beings, non-Muslims also, on animals also. In Ar-Rahim is that mercy of Allah which is exclusive for the Muslims and exclusive for the righteous and the pious. So all that, just so much he read, and Allah removed the azab from him. And ulama have written, when a child starts reading, when the ustad initiates him to start reading, and he reads Bismillah, three categories of people are forgiven by them. The one are the students who read, they are forgiven. Secondly, the parents are forgiven. And thirdly, the asatiza are forgiven. Three categories of people are forgiven just when the child is still starting Bismillah. Yeah, with us in South Africa, generally in our area, in Gujarat also in India, it's not a big occasion when a child starts reading. But in UP, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahimahullah, etc., in their families, when the child starts reading Bismillah, the first time, it's a big occasion. They invite people, they feed people, that the child has started reading Qur'an Sharif and is now going into Qur'an Sharif. So anyway, these are those madaris where we receive all this. These are those madaris that when the child only still learns Nazra, the maktab, in that Allah Ta'ala gives the parents a crown, more of what Noor felt more than the sun, if the sun was in our house. And the comparison here is with that Noor, not with the heat of the sun and the discomfort of the heat. The comparison is with the great, bright Noor the parents are given. And they also get surprised and ask Allah Ta'ala, for what are we being given this? We were like ordinary Muslims, straightforward, simpletons. We had nothing like special, because your child, you send him to learn Quran Sharif. On that this was given. In one narration it comes, the parents will be given clothes to wear, which are more expensive than all the money in the world. And they will also ask surprisingly, Ya Allah, on account of what are we being given this? They will get surprised, because you send your child to learn Quran Sharif. This is still just the nazara of the Quran Sharif. So valuable it is. In one narration, the child who just went to learn, his face will shine like the 14th full moon. And then his parents, he will be told to read. He will read, and the parents' stages will go higher, like a lift going up all the time, till the last ayat that he read. They were going up and up in the stages of Jannah. May Allah put it in our heart that we give great preference to our Islamic education from the maktab level. For this system, more only when the child you send him to become hafiz, the rewards are much more greater. When you send him to become an ali, even more. And today, alhamdulillah, we see that day that our students have got the opportunity and they are taking advantage of that opportunity of learning even after they have become alims. Not so long ago, a student graduated as an alim when he completed what normally we call the fifth year, that is Mishkat Sharif year. Then he graduated as an alim. After that, the ulama added one more year, then he became alim fadil when he did Sihai Sitta, Dora Hadith. Today it is common here in our country. How many madaris there are where the six basic kitabs of hadith, the great kitabs are being taught. Today, alhamdulillah, Allah put the parents also in a position that they can support the children and they're doing tahassus, 2 years iftar, they are becoming muftis. This was unheard of before. And in this country of ours, where there was nothing at one time, today, oh Allah, in His kindness and mercy, has brought us to that. But let us never, when a person takes a ball and throws it up into the sky, into the air, it will go on going up and up. But at a certain level, it will stop. It can't go further. The force you threw it with, till there it goes. And does it stay in the sky, in the air? It starts, where the final it reaches, it starts coming down. And it comes down faster than what it went up. So let us never be content with our condition. If we are content, we have stopped. And where you stop, you start coming down. You don't remain there. You will come down. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we must be very, very thankful, make shukr to Allah, to our elders, to our ulama, our senior ulama who came primarily from India. They did not know English language, but they put the seeds of Islam in our country. And they stood firm. Even in front of the government, a famous incident when the government wanted to build the freeway in Port Elizabeth, and the plan was that the masjid was going to be demolished to make way. And anyone knows that with the road department, they get their way. Preference is given to the road. Whatever comes in their way and it has to be demolished, it must be demolished. But our ulama stood up at that time. And till today, go and see, you'll see that freeway is just stops abruptly. And then it goes on the side. And like an island, the masjid is standing there till today. So they stood for Islam. They did not know English. But they had Iman, Islam. And they stood for Iman. And today, that is the demand of the time. Today, unfortunately, we give in to other people easily. People, Allah reward the students, their beautiful programs, their asatiza who prepared them, about the Shias, then about the Qadians, about the Salafis, about the Barelwis, all who have got, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had declared that the Jews and Christians, they got divided into 72 sects, and my ummah will get divided into 73 sects, and only one will be Naji. Will get salvation. The Sahaba asked, who is that one? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it clear, that which I am on and which my Sahaba are on. So we have to see that Islam, that what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, and alhamdulillah, where Allah has promised to look after this deen. Allah uses the hafiz, to protect the words of the Quran Sharif. In Ramadan, which is now soon, inshallah, when the imams will make imamate, is a miracle of Allah. That most of the youngsters usually we put up in front. And they read also beautiful, correctly also. But whoever it may be, if he makes a mistake, the small student, young student will correct him also. The Quran will be protected. Allah will use the hufaz to protect the words of the Quran. Then the meaning of the Quran, Allah has chosen the ulama to protect the meaning of the Quran. And as explained by the students, mashallah, that there will be many people will change the meanings of the Quran, but it will be the ulama. In fact, Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Haythami rahimahullah ta'ala has explained a very beautiful point. He says that, and try and understand this, I hope I can explain it properly. Allah has promised Himself, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have sent down the Quran, and Allah says, we ourselves will protect it. Allah does all the work, but through asbab. Allah puts it in means. Allah fills our stomach, Allah, His command, our stomachs get full. But puts it in the means of food that we eat. We get ill, Allah gives shifa. But Allah puts the shifa in the form of medicine. Allah is not in need of medicine, not in need of food. He can give us shifa without that. When Allah wants to create a human being, then mother and father will meet. But Allah is not in need of that. Allah created Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, without mother and father. Created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. But the normal system of Allah is that He uses the means. So Allah uses the means of the huffaz to protect the words of the Quran, the ulama, the meaning of the Quran. So Hafiz Ibn Hajar Haythami rahmatullah, he says, in the process of protecting the deen and the teachings of the deen, Quran Sharif, Allah made the means of Hadith Sharif to be protected also. And Allah Ta'ala, in the protection of Islam in this ummah, different completely from the previous ummah. Allah never took the promise of looking after Christianity that they won't be able to change it. After Judaism, that they won't be able to change it. And the people changed it, as mashallah the students explained it in detail. But Islam, one of the namas and the means that Allah will use to protect Islam are those ulama, that whenever anyone does wrong with regard to the deen, any alim, small alim, big alim, great alim, anyone, the ulama will not keep quiet. They, it's a sign of Allah's particular namat on the ulama of this ummah. The Bani Israel, he explains, they did not have this. Many of the ulama of Bani Israel, they sold the Quran, they took bribes, they changed the ayahs of the Torah, of the Injil, and they gave their fatwas according to the whims and desires of the people. But in this, and the other ulama, haq, they were, but they kept quiet. In the same pretext that many of us, and this is very important if we can take this lesson, that we also feel that we mustn't criticize the ulama. We mustn't condemn the ulama. Nobody criticizes and condemns ulama per se. But when the ulama make their mistakes and slip, and one is a muqtadi, a follower, if he makes a mistake, it's his own problem. But a muqtada, a leader, when he makes a mistake, and he's going to lead many people in the wrong path, there then it is compulsory for the ulama to stand up and explain, this is wrong. And whether we condemn that alim, we criticize him, but the wrong that he has said, the wrong that he has done, must be made known, so that people don't follow him in the wrong. Otherwise this deen will get changed, which will never change. Allah has taken the promise. The true deen of Quran and Hadith, which we call Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what they call. And Ahlul Sunnah, who are they? The people who follow the Sunnah. That is what we must see. Wal Jama'ah, Jama'atul Sahaba. Those who follow the Sahaba have got reverence, have got respect and honor for the Sahaba. Those people who call the Sahaba that they became murtad, wal iyazu billah. Those people who criticize the Sahaba, who find fault in the Sahaba, they are not the people that we can follow. Those who honor the Sahaba. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. So that is our path. And Allah will keep this in the world, Allah's promise till Qiyamah, the right ulama. And they will become less in number as time goes on. They will face also lot of mujahada and hardships. But those who will persevere, they will go to the extent that it comes in the hadith, they will be carrying like burning coal in their hand. But they will enjoy it happily. And Allah will make it, they won't feel the pain. It will look outwardly that they are in great difficulty. But in their heart, what contentment they feel for serving the deen and protecting the deen of Allah, and that Allah is using them for the protection of his deen, for the protection of the deen of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they get enjoyment in that. For them is the reward of 50, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. The Sahaba asked 50 from amongst them, that is in our times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, 50 from you people. The reward of 50 Sahaba they will get. And we know also, we have heard this many times, in the Fazail Kitab we read it. When a certain village, a certain community had transgressed over the limits, and Allah Ta'ala had now sent his punishment for them, sent Jibreel alayhi salam, go there and punish this whole community. They are breaking my laws openly. Allah knows everything. But for us to realize the value and importance of things, Allah made it. Jibreel alayhi salam came there and he found that there was one great pious person, a great buzur, who did not disobey Allah to the extent of the wink of an eye. So pious he was. No guna he committed. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, all for our illustration, he went back to Allah. Ya Allah, you send me to destroy that people, but there is one buzurg who hasn't disobeyed you to the extent of the wink of an eye. Must I punish him also? What did Allah say in reply? Start with my punishment with him. That when he saw wrong being done, he not even any frowns came on his forehead. It did not matter to him at all. He was not concerned. So start my punishment with him. So it is, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when wrongs are being done, and the deen is being tempered with, and people are trying to change this deen. Just last night, one of our friends said, there are people here who have openly declared, we are bringing a new brand of Islam to the people. For Islam, our progress is to go back to the time of Medina, 1400 years back to the city of Medina, back to the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our program is not to follow technology. Our program is not to follow the White House. Our progress is not to follow United Nations. We go back to Medina and we go 1400 years back. We are progressing when we are going backwards. The greatest, most honorable period in the history of the world, even the future till Qiyamah, was the time Khairul Quruni Karni. The best of times are my time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum. After that, the time of the Tabi'in, Tabi'un, and Tabi' Tabi'in. That was, and this is a period of about, from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, 250 years. The world never before saw a time like that. And never after will they see a time like that. Ulama have written, Allahu Akbar, that Khairul Quruni Qarni, the best of times, Qarni, is my time. And if we see here, that first Siddiq Akbar, the last letter in Siddiq is Qaf. And Qarni, the first letter is Qaf. So that first was the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the last alphabet is Ra. And the second alphabet in Qarni, Qar, is Ra. In Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the last alphabet is Noon. And the third alphabet in Qarni is Noon. And the last alphabet in the name of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Ya. And the last alphabet in Qarni is also Ya. So that was the best time in the history of the world. The time of Sayyidina, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ridhan wasi'ah. Those were the great. And anyone who wants progress today, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullahi explained a beautiful point also. According to the balagat of the Arabic language, the beautiful, deeper literature of the of language, he said that sometimes you refer to a thing, but you don't refer, but your object is not the thing you're referring to, but the contents of it. Like, for example, we are eating, and you say, tell somebody, pass me the platter, pass me the jug. Like, you don't want the platter and the jug, the contents of the platter and the jug. Or so we say, common saying, you say, my nose is running. Or your nose is running. The nose is not running. The nose is on its place. The inside contents, the mucus, that is running. In Arabic, the general example is given, Jaranah, the river is flowing. The river is on its place. The water of the river is flowing. So Mana Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah explained that when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Khairul Quruni, Qarni, the best of times are my times, and then the Tabi'in, and then the Tabi'i Tabi'in. He did not mean the time. He meant the work that was taking place in that time. And he said that till Qiyamah, whoever will do the work that was taking place in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, they will be also joined with Khairul Quruni. Whichever person will do the three works of that time, they will be joined with also the Khairul Qurun. Whichever place, whichever time, wherever, whenever, people will do the four thing, the three things what was in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And those three things are, which Allah Ta'ala has explained in four ayats of the Quran. Just with some words at the front and some at the back. But basically, that لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. First thing, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Three things. Ta'aleem of the kitab, to teach tilawat of the kitab. Second, ta'aleem of the kitab, of kitab and hikmah. And the third, of tazkiyah. Those are the three things that we all must endeavor. As ulama, as public people, the first ulama refer to either da'wat of Islam. And da'wat of Islam is really to the non-Muslims. In the Muslims, the work of da'wat is tabligh, tazkiyah, to remind them. And for the non-Muslims, is to convey the message to them. Muslims who are Muslims, they need reminders. They're not practicing. We all of us are like that. We need constant reminders. And to the non-Muslims is tabligh. So that is one. According to other ulama, this refers to the makati, where the teaching of the Quran Sharif takes place, where the children will learn to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then the second is the Darul Ulums, where yu'allimuhumul kitab wal hikmah, where Quran and Hadith is taught to the students. And the third department of is where yuzakkihim, tazkiyai nafs. And unfortunately, most of us fall short in the third point. We don't make our tazkiyah. We learn knowledge, and any knowledge we learn, dunya's knowledge also, even deeni knowledge, you become a hafiz, an alim, a mufti. The natural thing that accompanies this is pride. That you, pride comes in without you realizing it. And an effort has to be made to remove that pride. Then only will the amal be accepted. A person who has one iota of pride will not be able to enter Jannah. He will first have to go to Jahannam to burn that pride out. Then he will be able to enter. So, and that pride comes in a person. That we do things for name and fame, for show. And this comes so secretly into us. It comes in the hadith that we are not even aware that things to do things for name and fame, they have come into us. We are not even aware of that. So to get rid of all this, to do things, to have a big following, whether it is on YouTube or anything, to have people to praise us, we want popularity. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, that Ali who doesn't speak out the truth, he be in fear that he will lose his popularity. People will criticize him. People will say words of insult with regard to him. And he doesn't want that. He wants to be good with everyone. Make everyone happy. That is a clear, clear sign that he has got hubbejah, the love of being popular. The love of being famous. People must praise me. Nobody must speak against me. And that is a major disease, spiritual disease. And if not remedied, will land a person in the fire of Jahannam. And Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali himself has said, when I came to know people are criticizing me and speaking bad about me, I make shukr to Allah. That this is a sign that I'm on haq. And you want to please everyone, then nobody. He's a very good Maulisa. He doesn't interfere with anyone. He don't fall into controversies. He just carries on with his ibadat. He puts his head down, he comes to the masjid, puts his head down, he goes from the masjid. He doesn't interfere and say anything about anyone. That person, it comes in the hadith, such an alim, neither his faraiz will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah, neither his nawafil will be accepted. And dangerous warnings are given for those ulama who see the wrong happening, and worse for those ulama who try and silence the ulama who are speaking. They use various tactics to silence the ulama also. So we must not be afraid. The truth we must stand up for. And as far as the public is concerned, support those ulama. Don't pass remarks, etc., criticize them who stand up for the truth. If we wrongly criticize somebody, then it's wrong. But where they interfere with the deen, it's our absolute duty that we stand up and we support those ulama. And we ourselves also stand up for the truth. Keeping quiet at such a time. And today is a common thing that we must have peace. To speak of peace, everyone is happy. All want peace. Who doesn't want peace? But what peace? Peace with Rahman, with Allah also. And peace with Shaitan also. That we can't have. You can't have peace with Shaitan. Peace with Rahman you have. But the wrong, which are the followings of Shaitan, inspirations of Shaitan, there you cut a line, and you cut a strong line there. That is one, we want to have peace. The other is the slogan of unity, that we must stand for unity. And there are more than enough ayat to explain the virtues of unity. More than enough ahadith to explain the virtues of unity. But which unity? Allah says clearly, which is easy for us to understand, but we don't ponder. Just analyze it. Allah says, وَأَتَصِمُوا, hold firmly. Itisam means very, very firmly. What must you hold firmly on? Now we say you must hold firm on unity. But what we must hold? بِحَبْلِلَّهِ, by the rope of Allah, which is either the Quran Sharif, or the deen of Islam, or the sunnat life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what we have to hold on. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And who are bringing in the new things? The whole ummah knew. Photography is haram. Those who may say now it's halal, it's jayz, they are the ones who are breaking the unity. We all knew that in Islam there is segregation of woman and man. We don't mix, there is farda. And those people, those ulama who are now bringing it in, who are keeping quiet about it, who are being silent and allowing the woman and man to mix, coming on YouTube and TV with women all around also, they are the ones who are bringing the new things into Islam. We all knew that you can't go to a church to pray. You can't sit behind 12 crosses and pray. And pray for the non-Muslims. And then we don't go to churches. We don't go to temples. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. A clear-cut distinction. But those who are now bringing, they are destroying the unity. But they are so sly that they put the blame on those people who are following the truth, that because you're not supporting us, you are breaking the unity. They break the unity and then they blame the people who are standing for deen, for the truth. And they say, you are breaking. May Allah give us tawfiq that this madrasa flourish in the world. All our madaris of haq. And where Quran and Hadith is being taught, and such, mashallah, great ulama are being produced, let us give it the full support. And there where Shiism, where Salafiism, where Qadianism, all these other things are being tolerated now. Christianity, Trinity is tolerated. Hinduism, their idols, unlimited idols is tolerated. Islam cannot tolerate that at all. So make a clear-cut distinction for ourselves. Understand what is unity, what is peace. Let it not be when we are standing in front of Allah, we are found guilty that we destroyed Islam. Islam was trampled with in front of our eyes, and we kept quiet. We not even a frown on our forehead with regard to being for which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his life. When he went to Taif, what is Qurban? When he made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Madina Sharif, And his family migrated after that. What the daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what she went through when in Medina Sharif, the alliance of the world got together to destroy Islam. And when the battle of the trench, battle of Khandaq, what conditions they went through. And today me and you just allowing deen to be trampled upon, and we don't have anything. We are stabbing Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in his back. We are blaming the Shias of attacking the Sahaba. We are attacking the Sahaba from the back by keeping quiet and not, and allowing these things to carry on in front of us. It's the duty of every alim to stand up for the truth. It is the duty of every man and woman and child to stand up for the truth. And your wa'ajruka ala Allah, and Allah will reward you. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance of these madaris, to support the truth, to understand the truth, to support the truth. Today those who stand up for truth, they are called fitin, they are making fitna. And so they cover up. Those who are making the fitna, they push them on the sides. Like a crook, he steals something and then he's running and he shouts, crook, crook, crook. So when the people came, he went that side and he's gone quietly this side. So they're stealing Islam, destroying Islam, and they're blaming the people of truth that they're destroying unity. They're not keeping peace. So be aware, let us not be fooled. May Allah give us tawfiq.